Fasta/B referencing from scratch for Jungle Rollers in Ableton Live, Beginner Edition. Let's build a setup you can use forever, so you stop guessing and start matching the big picture, low-end weight, drum-to-bass balance, brightness, punch, and perceived loudness. And because this is Jungle Rollers, the details really matter. The kick and sub relationship, snare crack versus hat fizz, that break loop energy without turning the mix into a fog. And bass presence that feels dangerous, but doesn't wash out the drums. Alright, open Ableton Live, and we're going to do this from scratch. First, the mindset. A/B referencing means your track is A, the professional reference is B, and you can switch instantly. The goal isn't to clone the reference. The goal is to calibrate your ears, so when you make a change, you know it's moving you toward record level balance. Step 0. Pick your reference. Keep it to one or two tracks for the whole session. More than that and you'll just chase your tail. Aim for similar tempo, like 172 to 176 BPM and similar vibe. Break-driven roller, dark roller, text-a-pish, whatever you're making. And pick something with a clean low end and a snare you actually respect. Quick warning, warping can change the feel. If the reference is already at the right tempo, don't warp it. Keep it as pure as possible. Now step 1. Create your reference track. Create a new audio track and rename it REF. Drag your reference tune into that track. Click the clip. In the clip view, turn warp off if you can. If you absolutely must warp because you're working at a different tempo, use Complex Pro for playback. Just know it can add artifacts, especially in cymbals and transients. Here's a really practical habit. Place the reference so the drop lands somewhere predictable, like around bar 33. That way, you can compare drop to drop quickly without hunting. Now step 2. Don't let your reference get mangled by your master chain. If you have glue, ick, saturation, limiting on the master, you generally do not want the reference going through that. Otherwise, you're comparing your mix to a reference that's being double processed by your chain. It'll trick you. So we'll make a dedicated output lane. Create another audio truck and name it REFOUT. On ref out, set audio to your main output, like hexed. Out 1/2. Then on the REF track, set audio to REFOUT. The point is, you now have a clean, controlled lane for your reference playback and you can manage it separately from your song's processing decisions. Next step. Create a mix bus. This is the secret sauce for Fasta/B. Instead of thinking I master versus reference, we're going to route your entire song through one group, so it behaves like a single thing. Select all your production tracks. Drums, bass, breaks, hats, effects, whatever you're using. Group them with CMD or Control G. Rename that group mix bus. So now your world is simple. Your song equals mix bus. Your reference equals REF. Now we build the A/B switch. Beginner-friendly, super reliable method. Use solo. Put mix bus and REF at the top of your session so you don't scroll. Color code if you want. Blue for mix bus. Red for REF. Now, when you want A, you solo mix bus. When you want B, you solo REF. And here's why I like solo for beginners. It's instant, and it prevents the classic mistake where both are playing and you're like, why does it sound huge? It sounds huge because you're literally playing two masters at once. Solo avoids that. Now we need to fix the biggest referencing lie of all time, loudness. Your ears prefer louder. If the reference is even 3 dB louder, it will feel better, fuller, brighter, punchier even if it isn't. So we loudness match. On the REF track, add utility. Start by pulling utility gain to minus 6 dB. That's a good first guess. Now loop a drop section and toggle A and B. Solo mix bus. Then solo REF. Adjust the utility gain until neither one feels obviously louder. Especially at the drop. You want that moment where your brain stops automatically choosing the reference just because it's louder. If you want a quick sanity check, you can use Ableton Spectrum. But use it like a compass, not a judge. Your ears make the final call. Now, a huge coaching upgrade. Make your decisions drop only by default. For Jungle Rollers, the intro lies. The drop tells the truth. So set a loop for 8 bars, maybe 8 to 16. Right on the heaviest part. Full drums, full bass. Do your A/B inside that loop until the balances translate. Then, and only then, do a quick check in the breakdown to make sure your ambience and space aren't weird. Next, we add Focus X so you can compare specific frequency zones without getting overwhelmed. Put an EQ8 on a mix bus. And put an EQ8 on REFOUT as well, so they're in the same position and the signal flow. We're going to do three quick listening modes. Mode 1. sub check. On both EQs, turn on a low pass filter around 90 Hz with a steep slope, like 48 dB per octave. Now when you A/B, you're basically asking, is my low end the right weight? Is my sub too loud or too quiet? And does my kick disappear when the sub hits? In rollers, listen for stability. The sub should feel round and consistent, not like it's wobbling or blooming randomly. And the kick should still feel like it has a front edge, not just a low thud. Mode 2. Snare presence check. Set a high pass at 150 Hz and a low pass at 4K Hz. Now you're listening to the meat of the drums and the bite zone, without being distracted by sub or air. Ask, is my snare forward enough over the break? Does the break add motion without stealing the snare's attention? If your snare feels like it's behind a curtain compared to the reference, that's your next move. Mode 3. Air and harshness check. Set a high pass at 6K Hz. Now you're comparing top-end energy. Hats, rides, cymbals, brightness, fizz. Ask, are your hats too crispy? Is there enough top-end movement? Do you have air or do you have hiss? There's a difference. And if you want this to feel like a real pro workflow, map the EQ8 device on slash off to a key using key map mode. That way you can snap in and out of focus mode while you A/B. Now, how to A/B like a jungle producer? One question at a time. When you toggle A/B at the drop, don't try to fix the entire mix mentally. Pick one target. Low-end questions. Do you feel the kick transient, or do you only hear low-frequency weight? Is the sub stable and round, or boomy and uncontrolled? Do kick and sub overlap so much that one swallows the other? Drum energy questions. Is the snare clearly leading the groove? Is the break loop adding that roller motion without clouding the kick and snare? Do hats drive the groove without spitting in your ear? Bass and glue questions. Are reverbs too long or wide for fast drums? When the bass enters, does the mix collapse? Now here's a coach rule that will save you months. The one fader rule. When you hear a difference in A/B, don't instantly reach for EQ. Try one fader move first. Kick, snare, bass, break. Just one. Then A/B again. Only if a fader can't solve it do you move to EQ or compression. That's how you keep your roller groove intact and avoid overprocessing. Let's add a basic, safe starting point device chain, just so you're not referencing while clipping and panicking. On mix bus, keep it light. Add EQ8. If it's muddy, try a tiny low shelf dip, like half a dB to 1.5 dB around 200 to 300 Hz. Tiny moves. Add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. We're gluing, not crushing. Add a limiter only as safety. Sealing at minus 1 dB. Don't smash it. If it's working hard, your mix decisions will get weird. For drums, if you have a drum bus group, a nice stock starting chain is drum bus with modest drive, gentle crunch, and usually boom off for D/B. Then a saturator with soft clip-on and just 1 to 3 dB drive. Then a EQ8 to tame harshness, maybe a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz if the hats are aggressive. For bass, on a bass bus, put a utility and keep the low-end mono. Keep it simple. Then EQ8 to roll off rumble with a high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. Add saturator for mid-presence, but watch the level. And a gentle compressor. 2:1. Medium attack. Medium release. Just to keep it stable. Now let's talk about a couple fast reality checks. Mono reality check. Put a utility on a MIX bus and map width to 0% on a key, or just map the device on slash off. Flip mono on for 10 seconds and A/B quickly. If the bass disappears, it's too wide or facey. If the break loses all energy, you might be relying on stereo tricks instead of punch. Ear protection. Fast A/B is powerful, but it can fry your perception. Do 20 to 40 seconds of switching, then stop playback for 10 seconds. Silence. And here's the test. If you can't describe what's different in one sentence, you're not actually hearing it clearly yet. Reset, then try again. Now a super practical mini exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Load one jungle roller reference into REF. Build a basic 8-bar loop. Kick pattern, snare on 2 and 4. A quiet amenish loop layered in. Closed hats on eighths or shuffled sixteenths, and a simple sub pattern that follows the root notes. Keep it basic. Set your loop at the drop. A/B using solo. Loudness match with utility on REF until it's fair. Then do three quick checks. Sub check with a low pass at 90. Snare check with high pass 150 and low pass 4K. Top check with high pass 6K. And here's the discipline. Only three moves total. For example, kick up 1 dB. Brake high pass from 120 up to 200. Hat shelf down 1.5 dB around 10K. That's it. 3 moves, then recheck. Your training accuracy, not complexity. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If you don't loudness match, the reference will always win and you'll over-EQ your mix. If your reference runs through your master chain, you're comparing the wrong thing. If switching takes too long, your ear forgets the balance, and you start guessing. If you try to fix everything at once, you'll ruin the groove. And don't compare your intro to their drop. Compare like for like. Final recap. You made a REF track for your reference and routed it through REF OUT for clean playback. You grouped your song into a MIX bus so your mix behaves like a single target. You used solo for instant a slash B. You loudness matched the reference using utility so louder doesn't trick you. You added EQ8 focus modes to compare sub, snare range, and air like a laser. And you're making tiny moves, quickly rechecking and keeping the roller energy intact. If you tell me one reference track you're using and whether you're aiming for Jungle Roller, Textapish, or Modern Dark Roller, I can tell you exactly what to listen for in that track's drop, and what your target should be for sub weight, break high pass range, and how forward the snare should sit.